Today I've got a preview for you of a classic cold case. Howdy, I'm Jeff Goldsmith, and I want to tell you about a new podcast from Wondery called Murder in Hollywoodland. It's about the shocking murder of the famous film director William Desmond Taylor, who was one of the most popular film directors of his day during the height of the early silent film era from the 19-teens to the early 1920s. In this case, things get even crazier when detectives dig into his murder and discover all sorts of scandalous affairs, backroom deals, and underground drug dens. And to top it all off, the list of suspects was full of A-list celebrities. We're talking about a who's who of Hollywood. This real-life murder mystery is one of the most iconic whodunit cases of the 20th century. It'll have you guessing and second-guessing who killed William Desmond Taylor right up to the end. And right now, I'm going to play a preview for you with a brief clip of the show. Of course, you could hear the rest of the show by simply subscribing to Murder in Hollywoodland from Wondery on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or listen to it ad-free by visiting Wondery.com. And now, without any further ado, here is the clip.
In Hollywood, in Hollywood,
it's Thursday, February 2nd, 1922, shortly after 7 a.m., an unusually cold morning in Los Angeles, California, but the town will heat up soon enough, because a body is about to be found over at the Alvarado Court Apartments, home to some of the biggest names in Hollywood. You've probably seen some of them in the moving pictures, like romantic leading man Doug McClane, who is fast asleep in apartment 406. Doug is known as the man with the million-dollar smile. His wife, Faith, snuggled next to him, has starred in films, too. She's certainly pretty enough, but Doug's career is on fire right now. Who knows if her turn will ever come? Just across from the McLeans in 402A is the home of actress Edna Purviance. She's Charlie Chaplin's leading lady, both on and off screen, if you get the drift. Edna is blonde and luminous, with the kind of chiseled features the camera loves. She's still in bed, too, getting her beauty sleep. In 402B, actor and screenwriter Fred Fishbeck is up early again. He's worried his connection to Fatty Arbuckle is going to cost him his career. Arbuckle is the most highly paid comedy actor in the business, except now he's on trial for the rape and murder of a part-time actress named Virginia Rappe. Lately, nobody's returning Fred's calls. Guilt by association. That's Hollywood for you. There's someone else who lives in this exclusive hamlet. The guy in 404B. If you look around his fancy digs, it won't take long to figure out what he does. Scripts piled everywhere, marked up location reports, and a wall covered with headshots of famous actresses. He's a director with several Hollywood hits under his belt. Normally, he would be waiting for his valet, Henry Peavy, to unlock the front door and draw his bath while his driver fired up the custom-built McFarlane to deliver him to the studio. But not today. Today, everything is going to be different at Alvarado Court, because that director is bleeding out on his very expensive carpet, stone cold dead. And that director is me.
I'm Tracy Patton, co-host of Murder in Hollywoodland from Wondery. This is a true story about a murder that happens in the Wild West days of Hollywood. An event so big it turns the town inside out and upside down. The list of suspects stretches as long as the line outside a movie premiere, including leading actresses and big-name studio execs. Scandalous affairs in Hollywood's underbelly will be exposed, and calls for censorship will change movies forever. This story is one of the most iconic real-life whodunit cases of the 20th century, and it's one hell of a ride. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app to listen ad-free.